following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Anton Radio! Anton Radio! Radio! Radio!
Anton Radio!
Hello, the current time is 2:27 a.m. and it's time to sit back for the next half hour for a brand new Anton Radio program. For those of you who just turned the dial to the station for the very first time, let me catch you up. I am Anthony Latch, and I was just recently fired from a local radio station, so now I kinda sorta sneak in during the middle of the night to get back on the airwaves. This week's episode, we have music from Skiznot and Kai Wright. We'll touch base with our geek on the street, Bobby, and who knows, maybe just some shenanigans too. Also, stick around, because towards the end of the show, we have an exclusive interview with legendary writer Stan Lee. Now, I do want to thank any and all listeners from week one's program. I was flattered by the 12,000 listeners that subscribed, but to be quite frank, I'm a little intimidated. So I hope I can deliver an entertaining program here for you today. With all of these...
Hello?
Excuse me, where's that noise coming from?
Hello, Anthony?
Oh, for crap's sake. Ruby, what are you doing here?
You said that if I ever needed something, hon, just to let you know.
Well, yes, I remember, but I'm kind of sort of in the middle of a radio show right now, so if you could just wait, like, at least 27 minutes, I can come over and help you out, Ruby.
Oh, I don't think I can muster up the strength to wait any longer. Can you please come over now?
Ruby, seriously, now? This is recorded live, so you're actually on the radio show right at the moment. So if you could just please...
Radio?
Yes, I'm radio. I'm running a tight program here, so I can't really afford to have you interrupting right now. So please, if you can just...
Seymour was on the radio once.
Seymour?
My late husband.
Oh, right, of course. But Ruby, what's so urgent that you had to come over here to my job at 2:30 in the morning, no less?
I don't think I like your tone, young man. You specifically said, as my neighbor, that you would help me any time I needed, that I just had to holler.
Yes, I understand, but I didn't really think you would just interrupt me in the middle of the night by coming across town to my job, in which I sneak into because I don't even work here anymore, but to ask for help. How did you even get here anyhow? You're not even supposed to be driving.
I started walking around 9 p.m. last night.
Whoa, what? Ruby, that's nuts. How about I give you my cell phone number and you can just call me next time, alright?
What are you selling, dear?
Not selling. My cell number. My cellular telephone number. Ruby.
Huh?
For crying inside. Ruby, fine. Look, what is it? What can I help you with?
Oh, thank you, sugar. I was wondering if you could help me replace the batteries on my remote control.
Batteries? That's it? You started walking here 5 hours ago to ask me that?
I'm sorry I bothered you. I'll just go ask one of my kids. Oh, wait, they all went on vacation without me. Always doing that sort of thing, leaving their poor old mother out.
All right, look. I'm sorry, Ruby. I was being rude. Here, do you have the remote? I'll help you with those batteries right now.
Yes, I'll go get it. It's on the coffee table in my front room.
Yeah, okay. You go do that, Ruby. We'll see you later.
Bye. I love you, hon. You're the sweetest.
Okay, everybody. I'm sorry about all that. Let's jump right over to a song, shall we? First up comes all the way from San Francisco, California. But since this is distributed online, you don't actually have to go there to listen to this next song from the artist Skiznot. From all the way from San Francisco, California, this is Skiznot with a parody of American Horror Story called Musical Horror Story. Have a listen.
And you may find yourself moving from Boston to LA. And you may find yourself carving pumpkins with a homosexual ghost. And you may find yourself held captive in a serial killer reenactment. And you may find yourself in a malevolent house with a beautiful maid. And you may ask yourself, What the f*** is going on? Everyone's gonna die.
Killed by a gimp or maybe drowned.
Everyone's gonna die.
Stabbed 8 times on the couch.
I'm an American.
This is my horror story.
There's only one address.
This place is a whole ghost town.
And you may ask yourself, why am I holding this shovel? And you may ask yourself, where did that broody teen come from? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful maid. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful gimp.
Everyone's gonna die.
Hit by a shovel, then they're down.
Then there's red-headed twins.
Killed by a baby underground.
I'm an American.
This is my horror story.
There's only one address.
But this place is a whole ghost town.
Insane as it ever was. 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 Insane as it ever was.
Insane as it ever was. Insane as it ever was.
That was Skiznot with Musical Horror Story. To check out more music from Skiznot, he has a 4-track Pretender mega single for the low price of $1.50 on skiznot.bandcamp.com. That's SKIZNOT, skiznot.bandcamp.com. Now, let's break for an advertisement. We'll be right back here on Anton Radio. Have you been injured in an accident on Wednesday or Thursday? Was that accident embarrassing, like tripping over your own feet or walking into a wall? Or perhaps falling into a ditch when walking and texting? Then you may be entitled to a settlement. Call the law offices of Trip, Walk, and Fall today and tell us your public embarrassing situation. We will assess the area that this embarrassing act took place and give you a full settlement and peace of mind by taking care of the witnesses. With our services, we are able to personally kidnap each individual and scoop out their eyes. No longer will they be able to share your embarrassing story with a friend or coworker because nobody would believe them because, you know, their eyes have been scooped out. Don't be ashamed. By calling the law offices of Trip, Walk, and Fall, you're on your way to a better, less embarrassing tomorrow. Call us now at 1-800-ISCOOP. Mention this podcast and save 50 cents. 50 cent savings will somehow be snuck back into your bill labeled as a convenience fee or something ridiculous like that. And we're back here on Anton Radio. I'd like to remind you that later in the show, we have a phone interview with the legendary writer Stan Lee. But now, let's move on to a brand new segment we have here on the program. We have many people on our staff, though you mostly just hear me or my intern Ms. Lopez. I'd like to now introduce you to Bobby. Bobby will be exclusively outside of the studio, giving us special reports. And this is no way an insult, because we now rule the world. Myself included, but we do call this segment Geek on the Street. Bobby, are you there?
Yes, Anthony, this is me, this is Bobby, I'm here.
Well, yeah, I'm well aware you're Bobby. So, in your very first Geek on the Street segment, where are you reporting from today?
I'm currently in Japan right now.
Whoa, seriously? You are aware that I don't pay you here, right? So, you're not going to be getting reimbursed for this flight. Bobby? Bobby, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. Okay, I'm here in Japan, and there's something crazy going on in the alley.
Like what? Describe it for me and the listeners, please.
Okay, well, I was just walking around taking in the culture, and then I ran into what seems to be a mugging in process.
Oh, wow. Is everybody okay now?
Well, it's still happening as I report this.
What?
Yeah, you guys are harassing this teenager and, oh, my Lanta.
But, Bobby, what is happening?
Just when I thought that these guys were going to hurt this girl, another girl with this cool blue hair came flying in out of nowhere and just ripped these guys' faces off.
Oh my God, that's insane. That's gruesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Cool? What are you talking about? That's disgusting. Did someone call the cops?
No, this girl has it handled pretty good right about now.
What happened to the muggers? What did he mean that their faces were ripped off?
There's nothing to worry about, Anthony. They're just some giant demon turtle things, and they were disguised as human muggers, so everything's normal.
Turtle things? Bobby, what the hell are you talking about?
Don't worry. These two girls seem to have it under control.
Wait a second. Japan, teen girls, alley mugging, demon turtles? Bobby, are you actually in Japan right now? Or are you just talking about that brand new comic book series from Image called Wayward? Bobby, did we lose you again?
Yeah, I'm just talking about the comic book.
What the heck, Bobby? You were freaking me out. You were supposed to be reporting on actual events.
On the contrary, Anthony, this is a very real event that exists in Wayward Number 1 from Image Comics. I highly recommend it to our listeners if they like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, that there's a good chance that they'll probably like this new comic book.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I thought the comic was fantastic, but that's really not the point of the Geek on the Street segment, you know.
What do you mean? I'm a geek and I'm on the street. I'm rereading the issue right now, so it makes sense. Complete sense to me.
Fine. Okay. But next time, if I cut to you, Bobby, please just have some real news that isn't comic book fiction, okay?
You got it.
Well, I guess there you have it, everybody. Bobby, our geek on the street. Now it's time for another song here on Anton Radio. This next one is from Kai Wright. The song is called Please. Enjoy. Well, not please enjoy. The song is called Please. I'm saying enjoy. Please. I want you to enjoy this. Enjoy this, please. Please enjoy this song, but the song itself, it's called Please. Enjoy.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Kai Wright, for that song, please. Kai is a co-creator of Nerdy Minds Magazine. You can check that website out at nerdymindsmagazine.com. Thanks again, Kai. And now for a quick break.
Every Sunday, 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 the AB Conversation Podcast Extravaganza. It's a geekly weekly convo every week, hence weekly. We discuss the following: movies, television, comic books, video games, and food. Search AB Conversation on iTunes and like us on 400 different social media websites, Facebook, Twitter, email. So hurry up and subscribe for free today, because this offer will only last forever. This has been an AB Conversation commercial. My voice hurts.
And we're back here on Anton Radio. It is now time for the moment we've all been waiting for all show long. My sit-down interview with the one, the only Stan Lee. He is joined here via telephone, Mr. Stan Lee. How are you, Stan?
Hello there, I am Stanley Martin Lieber, born December 28th, 1922.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for elaborating there, Stan. So happy that you could be here on this show today. And what
now,
I wanted
now,
to...
tell me, true believer, what kind of show is this?
Oh, well, this is a radio show that is broadcasted in podcast form. I know you've been on several podcasts, and but this is going to be a little different, a little more short form than a longer conversation. Stan, I would like to ask you, what characters have you created? For those of you that people don't know the name Stanley, and they really should by now.
I agree. Who are these people that don't know me?
Can you just kind of give us a rundown of the work that they may know you from?
Of course, true believer, I've created characters like Ant-Man and the Avengers, Electro, the Falcon, Fin Fang Foom, Nick Fury, King the Conqueror, Betty Brant, Goom, Magneto, Man-Thing, Cobra, Happy Hogan, The Human Torch, Doctor Doom, Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man, Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's definitely a really long list of characters that...
Green Goblin.
Okay, you're going to name more, okay.
The Plunderer. Space Phantom. Mary Jane Watson. Professor Xavier.
Yes, yes, of course. So many characters. I mean, we could list them for days, pretty much, but
the
we gotta...
Rhino. Hank Pym. Said that
yeah,
one
yeah, you said Ant-Man earlier.
Adam Warlock.
Yeah, yeah. The list goes on. I mean, a lot of people know all those kind of characters, but we also want to talk
MODOK,
about.
Uwato the Watcher, Groot, the Black Panther.
Yes, we get it. You've created so many characters that you can't even.
Dum Dum Dugan. Thor's mom.
Frigga. Her name's Frigga. Now, please, Mr. Stanley, we don't have a lot of time here. I kind of want to jump into some questions. Now, the phenomenon, the way the comic books are, the way they are now with all the movies and the cartoons and all that stuff, if I'm not mistaken, there was a time early on that it was actually kind of embarrassing to be in comics, to be creating comics. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Of course. Of course. Now, I would be at parties with all of these famous people, and someone would come up to me and ask me what I did, but I didn't want to say that I made comic books. That was considered children's stories, so I would just tell them I'm a writer, and I would try to walk away from them, but they would stop me. And they would say, well, what do you write? And I would try to make up another excuse, and I'd just say, well, I write kids' books. Still didn't want to say that it was comic books. And I would try to walk away again. And then they would stop me one more time and say, well, what kind of kids' books? And I would say, well, I write comic books. And they would just turn right around. They didn't want anything to do with me.
God, it's so crazy to think that, like, there was a time when people, you know, looked down upon it. Because, I mean, I guess in my generation of growing up in comics, you know, it was still kind of nerdy and dorky and looked down upon, you know, when I was growing up. But, I mean, once I got into my 20s, I'd say it really is taken off, and especially with these movies. And speaking of the Marvel movies, a lot of people would figure out who you are because of your reoccurring cameos. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yes. I love my cameos. Sometimes I'm told the reason why these Marvel movies have now made over $7 billion combined is because they keep coming back for my cameos. They don't want to miss another second of Stan Lee in a Marvel movie. Cameos.
And while we're on the topic, can you just maybe share with us what your favorite cameo was? I mean, you've been in the X-Men movies over at Fox, you've been in the Spider-Man movies over at Sony, and then, of course, with Disney and Marvel Studios with all the Avengers films. Do you have a favorite cameo appearance?
Of course, of course. My favorite cameo in a Marvel movie. I have done so many great cameos that I gotta say, my upcoming cameo in Avengers 2 Age of Ultron is probably my best cameo yet. And I can guarantee that when I make a cameo in Ant-Man, that will be the greatest cameo I have ever done.
Yeah. You kind of say that once in a while, talking about just, you know, tease us on your upcoming cameos. But what we'd like to know is that...
let me tell you a secret.
Oh, boy.
My upcoming cameo for 2016 when I film Captain America 3. That will be the greatest cameo out of all of the cameos.
Yeah, I bet it will. See, but what I want to switch gears on is talking about the way you are writing stuff now.
Just wait until they do the Doctor Strange movie in 2016, because there's going to be another Stan Lee cameo that's going to be the greatest cameo of all of the Stan Lee cameos.
Alright, I kind of get an idea of how this interview is going. So, how about you just talk about what movie they're making now that they haven't announced yet? Do you have a movie you want to announce?
Of course I do. I want to talk about the Black Panther movie. This movie is going to be the greatest movie that Marvel has ever made. And one of the secrets that I'll share with you today on here is that in the Black Panther movie, there's going to be a scene that's going to be an amazing cameo from me, Stan Lee.
Yeah, would you imagine that? I guess I gotta wrap it up here pretty quick. Do you have a favorite Marvel character that you've created?
Well, I've created so many characters, like the Avengers, Ant-Man, the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man.
Yeah, but do you have a favorite, Stan? Do you have a favorite?
Well, let me ask you this, Alfred.
It's Anthony.
Who is your favorite Marvel character?
See, I know exactly where you're going into this. If I say it's the Silver Surfer, then you're going to say...
My favorite character is the Silver Surfer.
See, I don't... You know what? Okay, we're out of time here. I do want to thank you for, you know, giving us your time here for the podcast interview. And do you have any last message for the listeners out there?
Yes, yes, of course, Peter.
Peter?
I know things have been difficult lately, and I'm sorry about that. I think I know what you're feeling. Ever since you were a little boy, you've been living with so many unresolved things. Well, take it from an old man, Stan Lee, that those things send us down a road. They make us who we are. And if anyone is destined for greatness, it's you, son. You owe the world your gifts. You just have to figure out how to use them. And know that wherever they take you, we'll always be there. So come on home, Peter. You're my hero, and I love you. Excelsior!
Yeah, all right, that was just one of the speeches from Uncle Ben from one of the Spider-Man movies. But thank you for joining us here, Stan. It was a pleasure having you. I hope you can come back on the podcast and answer some questions for me. So thank you, Mr. Stanley.
Did I also tell you that I created the Black Panther?
I'm sorry, Stan. You're breaking up. We got to hang up.
Was this a cameo?
Okay, that was Stan Lee, everybody. Thanks again, Mr. Stan Lee. And that is another week of Anton Radio. I want to thank all of my guests. Thank you to my musical artists, Kai Wright and Skiznot, for donating their music. If you are a musician and you want your music to be played here on Anton Radio, please contact me at Anthony Latch on Twitter. That's Anthony spelled the traditional way. Latch is LAATSCH. Or follow me on my other podcast, AB Conversation, on iTunes. That's at ABConvo27, ABConversation.net. Thanks again to my guest, my neighbor Ruby, for interrupting. I have a feeling she'll probably interrupt me a couple more times. I'd like to thank Bobby, our geek on the street, for our special segment there. Mr. Stan Lee for sitting down for an interview. Thank you for listening to Anton Radio. This has been another great week.
Bye-bye.